Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. We're talking today about winter health tips. It's that time of year. Yeah, and the sunlight plays a big role. Why don't we just start there?
Okay.
You know? How does that affect us?
Ooh, that's a very good question, because we're very dependent on the sun for our health. The people who have more sunshine actually are healthier. One, it affects our immune system.
Mm-hmm.
We have a higher immune system when we actually have more exposure to the sun. It affects our mood. There's a direct correlation between sunshine and depression. There's the sad phenomena where, you know, if you don't have enough sunshine, it will actually change how your brain function and also affects your endocrine system. So there's more risk involved with that. So there's, you know, physical and emotional types of things.
Interesting. So are there increased risk to your health during the winter?
Yes, there are. People get sicker. People have more depression. Mm-hmm. People have more injuries during the winter. So all these different types of things actually accumulate that we need to be a little bit more careful and a little bit more on guard and take better care of ourselves during the winter.
Yeah, just I notice people coming in that are real congested. They're not getting enough sleep.
People put on weight during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of different types of aspects on that. And, you know, we have a lot of that nowadays, but we even had more of that back in the old times.
More of what?
More people would die during the winter. That was kind of like the time that people would die. Because there's more increased stress on the body during the winter time than during the regular time.
What are we doing in Indiana? I guess we could be more north. I know we had a patient heading down to Florida, actually today, you know,
sure.
for a month. I said, can I go? Can I go with you?
Well, you know,
they wanted you to go with them, not me.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing is that they found that there is a pattern for living the longest. And what they say is being, when you're young, being in sort of a harsh climate. So being in Minnesota or North Dakota, you know, when you're young, and then as you...
Is that good? That's good for you.
That's actually good for you.
Hmm.
You know, actually being toughened up a little bit when you're young.
Uh-huh.
And then when you get old, head down to Florida.
Uh-huh. Or something warm.
Yeah, those are the places, that seems to be the ideal for longevity.
So are we still young then, or?
Oh, of course. Why, are you ready to head to Florida?
Just wondering
when that magic age is to kind of make that shift. But it is interesting that there is that correlation.
Mm-hmm.
So getting toughened up when you're young, and then take it easy when you're old.
Yeah, we were just with my dad this past weekend, who lives most of the time in a warm climate.
Yeah.
And we were up in Michigan, and yeah, he was having trouble with the cold weather.
Yeah.
Was something happened to the blood or with your blood?
Oh, there are actually direct correlations between your physiology and the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about.
So you talked about the role of the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D plays a big part. So what role does
sure.
the vitamin D play?
Well, when you're talking about vitamin D, a lot of people, your body actually manufactures vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the body takes cholesterol and moves it to the skin, and then you get sunshine, and then the body uses the sunshine with the cholesterol to make vitamin D.
Interesting. We're like plants.
Yeah, sort of like a plant type of thing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
But we are dependent upon the sunshine to actually make vitamin D, or we can take it through food or supplements, you know, to actually get our normal amount of vitamin D. But there is, during the winter time, a very direct correlation to your levels of vitamin D and being in the winter. It drops during that time. And when they do measurements of vitamin D, when you start out the beginning of winter, you know, like October, November, that's when it starts to decrease. And then by the time you hit February, that's when it's at the lowest amount.
Interesting.
You know, just before the spring starts coming and we start getting out there into the sunshine. So this is a really good time to actually check and see what your vitamin D level is and keep that up during the winter.
That's important. You know, I tell people, because I've heard you say it, that it's important, don't just go give vitamin D and start taking it. You need to have your levels checked so you know right where they're at.
Very good idea. Yes, because you can, vitamin D is a fatty soluble vitamin. So you can accumulate it in your body. You got water soluble, the vitamin C, B vitamins. In other words, if you take too much, you're just going to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Whereas with vitamin D, if you have too much, the body has to utilize it to get rid of it, and you can actually get too much. So because vitamin D is so important, because it plays a role in the endocrine system, it's actually very important to be able to get your endocrine system working right. It's very important for your immune system, both to be able to fight off infections and also cancer prevention. The lower you are in your vitamin D levels, the more chances that you have of actually developing certain kinds of cancer.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
It's a very important aspect of it. Making sure that your vitamin D levels are up plays a very big role on your health and well-being. But if you take too much, you can actually damage organs in your body. Hmm. So it's a balance. And again, you know, we talk about homeostasis and how important homeostasis is. You can have too much and you can have too little. And neither one is good.
So you're saying vitamin D plays a role in immune system,
cancer prevention. Well, immune system and cancer are very, very closely involved. There's also, during the winter, we have an increased risk of cardiovascular, you know, heart attacks, things like that. That has a role in vitamin D and also vitamin C, combination of the two. Our nutrients play a very big role, and the sunshine has a lot to do with that.
I know, and we, in our blood work, we add the vitamin D in there for most people to check it.
Yeah, I've had people who came in and their doctor had actually put them on vitamin D, high levels of vitamin D, and said, well, you know, this is something that was showing up, because there were several articles that came out, scientific articles saying, you know, how important vitamin D was.
Yeah.
And a lot of physicians didn't realize that, basic parts of physiology and how that affects everything. And so everybody was being put on vitamin D. And I'm like, whoa.
That's how we do things, don't we?
Yeah, we get a little too. And so I sit there and I said, well, that's a lot of vitamin D that you're taking. Let's do a blood test.
Had they ever had a blood test together?
They had not had the blood test at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
You need to have scientific healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to know where you are, know that you can take too much. You know, we're kind of extremes here in America.
We are extremes, yes.
But blood test is, you know, something that is cheap to do, easy to find out, and encourage everybody to get their vitamin D, especially during the wintertime, and see what levels you actually get.
Well, back to what you were saying, this man came in, he was put on vitamin D,
his
blood level's too high.
His liver enzymes went up, too, because of the vitamin D. So we did a detox on the vitamin D. We have ways of actually doing that and getting that down. Because he came in because he wasn't feeling well after he had started taking the vitamin D. And his liver was very tender. It was congested. We brought the vitamin D levels down. His liver balanced out. And I said, you know, we really need to do, you know, if you're doing vitamin D, you need to do blood tests, and you should have it checked anyway. It made perfect sense to him, but he was a little upset, you know.
Right. So what steps should be taken with vitamin D?
Well, do a blood test. The best way, of course, to get vitamin D, the most effective means, isn't oral, which is helpful, but is actually the sunshine itself. So the best time to get exposure to the sun is about 10 o'clock. That's actually when the rays of the sun are ideal for making vitamin D.
10 in the morning.
And really about 15 minutes in, you know, exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Get as much skin exposure as you can. You don't want to scare the neighbors. Or cause, you know,
at work.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
Excuse me, patient. I need to go
get naked and then get my sunshine. Yeah. So as much exposure as is appropriate, and then getting out at 10 o'clock and just getting some sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
In about 15 minutes, you can get your daily dose of vitamin D, and you don't overdose with the sunshine vitamin D. Isn't that interesting? You don't really.
You can't overdose.
The body stops making it once it has enough.
But then there's so much out on sunblocks and skin cancer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But vitamin D, as I said before, if you don't get any sun, if you don't get enough vitamin D, your chances of cancer go way up. Mm-hmm. And skin cancer in areas where there's just a huge amount of sunshine is actually lower.
What about those light? I actually have one.
Oh, yes.
And
I used it
last winter. Yeah. And it really helped. But what about the light?
Well, there's the whole thing with the sunshine, and it stimulates the pineal gland. Mm-hmm. The pineal gland controls sleep and mood. And the pineal gland actually picks up sunlight. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get that sunlight exposure to the pineal gland, then it changes the brain chemistry and your endocrine system. And you can start to get depression, and there's all sorts of physiological changes with that.
Wow.
So getting those lights, those sunshine lights, will help to stimulate the pineal gland so you don't get into that. So sunshine also plays a big role in that, too.
I need to get that out. I haven't got that out yet this winter.
You just say sunshine, and you feel better.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's amazing how that works.
Well, it's amazing how fearfully and wonderfully we're made.
Yeah, it's all interconnected.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about why people put on weight during winter. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. When should you seek homeopathic medicine?
Children, of course, should, mm-hmm. number one, always be treated first but through homeopathics. Homeopathics should be the first line of treatment. Homeopathics also should be incorporated in someone's health care, especially if they're not getting results, you know, pharmaceutically. Also as a supplement for any type of pharmaceuticals. If you do have a major disease process going on and you're on quite a few pharmaceuticals, adding some homeopathics along there to help keep the body strong. That's basically what homeopathics does, is it stimulates the body's own defense mechanisms and keeps the body strong and healthy. Everyone should be thinking of, what can I do to improve my health with the least amount of side effects or possibility of problems? Homeopathy is acknowledged by everyone as the safest. Even those people who absolutely hate homeopathy know that there's never been an injury. Homeopathy can stimulate the body's own immune system, can stimulate the body's own defenses, keep the organs working to the highest degree. Homeopathy is an excellent preventative type of a program. I do homeopathy personally on a regular basis to keep my health up. I've only missed in 35 years 2 days of work from being sick. If you're trying to go for the maximum lifespan, health, wellness, all those types of things.
I was just thinking, employers out there, hey, listen, make it part of your wellness program.
Yeah, because it's really not that expensive to deliver homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper than almost anything else. We get very excellent results, not only with infections, diseases, but also with mental and emotional conditions. There are homeopathics that are specifically for anxiety and depression. Finding those and finding which one works, we can get some amazing results. I had a patient who came in severe schizophrenic. I put him on a classical homeopath. It was just one dose type of thing, and the results were absolutely amazing.
What about the gentleman with withdrawals from opiates?
Homeopathics for withdrawal of drugs is mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. Heroin opiates are very difficult to be able to get off of. We gained some notoriety because we had some people who came in. We put them on homeopathic opiates and had no withdrawal symptoms. And that's amazing, because the success rate now of opiate withdrawal is less than 10%. And that just isn't acceptable. For people who are wanting to get off of that, homeopathy might be the underlying answer. When all hope is gone, homeopathy shines through.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about winter health tips and risks. In the first segment, we talked about the importance of sunlight. Mm. And we're going to talk about why people put on weight during the winter.
You know, one thing is that February, we're heading to Florida for some vacation and then Hawaii. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking at some things to, you know, February is a perfect time to go get some sunshine because that's when actually people are the lowest.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's like I love the holiday season. And then January is like a new beginning, new start. You know, I'm real motivated in January, but February, I need to get out. I need to get out of here. Because anyway. Anybody can survive March, right?
Right.
All right. So back to weight.
Yes.
Why do people put on weight during the winter? They're less active, I would assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not exercising as much. So working on our exercise.
Well, shoot, it gets dark at 5.
Yeah.
Feel like
yeah, you don't feel like
now
going
what am I
going to
do?
Yeah. We went walking, you know, it was real bright out. I mean, there was all sorts of things to do that really keeps us active. So being intentional,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think is one of the big things that as we're going along. And people do put on 5 to 10 pounds during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adults do.
Right.
So there is definitely a weight gain during the winter, especially during the holidays. We increase our sugar intake.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the whole holiday thing.
That's a tip right there, watching your sugar intake,
because
decreases the immune system, correct?
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. it also eats up the vitamins and minerals. You know, when you mm-hmm. eat a lot of sugar, then your minerals and vitamins go down. And people are like, well, you know, what difference does that make to your immune system? And you can actually measure how quickly a white blood cell will eat a bacteria or a virus by the level of vitamin C and vitamin D in the cell itself.
Wow.
You know, you can do ones
Pac-Man.
Before.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, it's sort of like a Pac-Man.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't have enough vitamins and minerals, if there's some changes on there, whether mm-hmm. it's not in homeostasis or it's too low, they go slower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they can't actually eat the viruses and the bacteria. Whereas if you, you know, ramp them up and you can actually give an injection of vitamin C and all of a sudden you can see them speed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite fascinating.
Interesting.
You know, how that all works. So there's a direct correlation on there that people don't necessarily understand.
Well, we had a gal that I put on the diathermy unit yesterday, you know, because mm-hmm. she was detoxed and very congested. I said, first thing, cut out your sugar, you know, right now. Because we were away this weekend.
Sure.
And I can tell right away when I've had too much sugar and my eustachian tubes start closing up and I feel, you know, more inflammation in my body.
Absolutely.
Cut out the sugar for a day and I immediately feel a difference.
And there's a huge difference on how much sugar we take in during the winter as opposed to the summer. People will eat twice as much sugar during the winter as we do during the summer.
Do the holidays have anything to do with that?
Holidays have a tremendous amount to
mm-hmm.
do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're inside, so, oh, hey, let's make some cookies. You know, you can't have Christmas without cookies.
Right.
You know, there's more pies. You start out with things. Well, first off, you start out with Halloween. You know, kind of get you prepared for it. Then you have Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
You got to have your pecan and pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And then you get into the winter and it's, you know, bake, bake, bake and sugar, sugar, sugar.
Eggnog.
Hit that. Increase alcohol intake.
Uh-huh.
You know, so your calories increase and your activity goes down.
Surprising we don't gain 20 pounds.
Well, some people do. As you start thinking about it,
uh-huh.
activity goes down, empty calories go up.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just that.
Right.
Being actually in the cold puts an extra stress on your endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're measuring like your thyroid levels, they will actually drop during the winter.
Wow. So, yeah, how is the endocrine system affected by the winter?
When you increase the cold and you decrease the sunshine and it increases the stress on the body, the endocrine system drops. Well, first off, you have the sunshine going to the pineal gland,
mm-hmm.
which makes a change along those lines. There's increased cold, which puts more stress on the endocrine system, so the thyroids, the adrenal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus all drop. Mm-hmm. So there's a very measurable difference in your endocrine system during the winter than during the summer. That's why, you know, when we were talking about people who live in the north, and what it does, if you're under stress when you're young, it toughens up your endocrine system. You know, it's sort of like doing a whole lot of exercise during that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you kind of build it up, and the endocrine system is able to handle changes better, quicker. You have the extremes in temperature, and that kind of just toughens you up.
Mm-hmm.
When you get old, you don't toughen up very easily.
Right.
The body's not as flexible.
Resilient
on the whole thing. That's a great word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have all those extremes in temperature and you have changes, there's a whole physiological change that takes place. And as the body, it winterizes itself.
Okay.
There's a physiological change. As a matter of fact, one of the common things over in Europe that people do is they do a detox during before the winter starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also do a detox when spring starts, because it kind of clears the system out to get it prepared for the changes that take place.
Why is that a European thing?
Because Europeans are smarter than we are. No, but, you know, they do look to take care of themselves a little bit more. You know, America is just, you know, go, go, go.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit more sedate, kind of thinking long term.
Uh-huh.
So
a little more balanced.
A little bit more balanced.
Okay.
So there's a big detoxification, and there is a huge physiological change that takes place during the winter as opposed to the summer, how the body actually operates. I've known people who lived in down in South America or, you know, in warmer places, and they move to a cold place.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how do you people do this?
Right. Yeah.
You know, it turns winter and I just kind of fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
But our bodies are used to it and actually prepare for it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a increased stress on the system. And when you can work with that, then you can actually help it. So, you know, I find that oftentimes thyroid medicine or the adrenals that we're supporting needs to be, you know, they might have been taking like 2 adrenal supports during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get to the winter, we have to up it to 6 to keep them feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an increased risk to the endocrine system. And when the endocrine system controls your metabolism and whether you put on fat or not. So mm-hmm. if it decreases, all of a sudden you start get, even if you're eating the same calories, which we're not,
mm-hmm.
you're going to start putting on some weight. So supporting the endocrine system is a really good idea during the winter.
Are you glad now that those cookies that came in yesterday,
yes.
they were gone by the time you got there? Are you glad now?
Yeah, that's one of the good things about being the doctor here, because people are very nice and very appreciative, and they bring in cookies and candy and other different types of goodies in here during the holidays, because it's sort of how you say thank you. And, you know, we give stuff like that, too, to people. And I'm always so busy, and the rest of the staff isn't quite as busy. And so by the time I realize that something's here, it's gone.
It's your weight loss program.
It's my weight loss. You know, they're looking out for me. You know, and I sit there and I leave a thank you note to them each time.
We got you something about that, you being busier than the staff. That's our New Year's resolution.
That's our New Year's resolution. All right.
Well, let's talk about metabolism then. How do we boost our metabolism during this time of year, or during the winter?
Well, there are actually a tremendous number of things that we can do. You know, obviously, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good exercise program is extremely important. The other things are how we eat. There's a whole thing that we talk about, eat like a king for breakfast, a queen for lunch, and a pauper for supper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so eating your big meal for breakfast actually will help to set your metabolism quicker. And then eating smaller in the evening, which everybody does opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we just, you know, the way that our schedule goes, we don't eat correctly. So trying to switch
that. But we can control our schedule, right?
Just
get up a little bit earlier.
Oh, yeah. We're We like doing that. Right.
The darkness.
Well, that's the other thing. Sleep. People, if they don't have the sunshine, actually it does cut down on sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you don't have the melatonin being stimulated by the pineal gland. So during the winter, people actually have more trouble sleeping, too.
I never thought of that.
Right. Huh. Well, that's one of the big reasons why, you know, you have that whole sad type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not getting enough sleep, not getting enough sunshine.
Right. And so there's a huge effect on that, which also has a big effect.
Well, then let's talk about working out. I know I wasn't finding time in my schedule for exercise, and I had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a morning person. Sure. So, and we have the equipment, everything I need here at the office. So I come in now 3 days a week in the morning before we start seeing patients and work out here as long as, you know, everybody leaves me alone.
Yeah, you walk in the door and people have questions for you, don't they?
Yeah. And I'm thinking, and we have two showers here in the spa, and it's really made a difference for me. I was trying to do it in the evenings, but I'm kind of a home girl. When I get home, mm-hmm. I just like to be home. So I think people have to
be
intentional.
Intentional.
Yeah.
Intentional during the winter. It just doesn't happen
mm-hmm.
like it does during the summer.
Yeah. I get home, it's dark. I'm not going to go walk the dog like I did.
Sure.
When it was still light out. So anything else you want to, well, what, you know, adding to a good workout program?
Well, a good workout program, you should have aerobic and anaerobic, probably 5 days a week of the aerobic and 3 days a week of the anaerobic is really a good mix on that. The other thing is, of course, we increase our toxins, and toxins go into fat cells, and because this is a harsher type of time for us, we accumulate toxins quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that causes weight gain, too.
And how do you encourage detoxing?
Well, we don't sweat as much, so, you know, a nice sauna would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a very helpful type of thing along those lines. We do diathermy, as you were talking about, on the liver and spleen, and that increases circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's quite a few different products that are very, very good to make sure that we do detox.
Right.
So we have ways.
Epsom salt baths.
Epsom salts, baths are excellent way to detox. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things are very important. You know, kind of checking with your doctor on what's the best way for you to detox mm-hmm. would be an important thing to do.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So they sent me to my regular doctor for a follow-up, and I was nervous going because my cholesterol. I knew it was going to be high because last year it was high, and I hadn't done anything different. What are the odds your cholesterol is going to plummet for no reason? Come on, 200, come on! 337, how can that be? I had Burger King coupons in my pocket. It's inexplicable.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Iodine also is essential for weight loss. When we have people who come in for weight loss, one of the things mm-hmm. we check on is iodine. Iodine controls the basal metabolic rate, how fast you burn calories mm-hmm. at rest. I don't recommend people just taking iodine. They should have a blood test and determine whether they need it or not.
Right.
That's one of the things that we really emphasize, is not just go to a health food store and pick up vitamins willy-nilly because you don't know what you're doing. Willy-nilly, that's a technical term. But iodine is essential for your basal metabolic rate, and that determines how much you weigh. That's one of the reasons that the Midwest has a higher obesity rate, is because of the low iodine that we have. Mm-hmm. And there are many times that we just correct that, and all of a sudden they start losing weight without even trying.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about winter health tips and risks. And Dr. Prather, before we go on to, we're going to talk about infections, but we talked about how people put on weight during the winter, you know, that hibernation kind of thing.
Sure.
What dietary changes should be made during the winter?
An awareness. I mean, the biggest problem, of course, is just the amount of sugar that we take in is way too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also the refined flours. The best way to kind of make up for that, that they find, is a lot of fiber.
Mm.
So as you're doing this, you're probably going to be cheating anyway. You know, you put a plate of warm cookies in front of you and a hot chocolate. There's not too many people who say, nah, skip that.
Uh-huh.
So
are there people that do that?
Actually, skip that. So one of the best things to do is supplement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, supplement.
Well, I was thinking with the fiber, you know, because sometimes I don't get enough fiber. Yeah, is the Cascaraplex what helps with that? I know that.
That is absolutely one types of things. Yes.
That's an herbal, correct?
That's an herbal.
That we carry.
Yes, so increasing the fiber. You know, having the bran muffin in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Because fiber really helps a world of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And it really cuts down a lot of the effect of the sugar and the increased fats that we take.
Mm-hmm.
So fiber is one of the best ways to actually work with that. And they have found that if people take enough fiber, then they, even if they didn't change their diet at all, that they become healthier,
mm-hmm.
and they also lose weight. It's one of the guaranteed ways of losing weight is take fiber into your diet.
Interesting. Because is that keeping you regular and keeping that gut?
There's actually even more than that. It,
mm-hmm.
it actually, the things that shouldn't be in there are actually cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
So there's a decrease. You actually increase the amount of vitamins and minerals you absorb, first off. And the body can actually then just throw the extra sugar and stuff into the fiber, and it just kind of goes out.
Yeah.
So the body, it just makes things regulated a whole lot better.
Yeah.
So fiber is very well proven to have a huge effect. You need some supplementations on vitamins and minerals usually during the winter.
Do people get more, I mean, this is kind of, I'll yeah. throw it out there, but get more constipated in the
winter? Yes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That would be something that's absolutely true because we're not moving around as much.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having the fresh vegetables and fruits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a big change along those. So, actually, fiber goes down during the winter usually.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot that goes along with that. And, you know, that actually accumulates and becomes a real problem. So, supplementation is really good to do during the winter.
And what kind of supplements do you recommend that we carry?
Well, you know, there's the whole fiber thing. You know, one of my favorites that really helps during the winter is elderberry.
Elderberry, yeah.
Yeah, we have that elderberry syrup and
it's kind of yummy, too.
Yeah, it's not bad. And,
uh-huh.
you know, the Austrians are really big. They have a whole elderberry-type festival. Like, for 2 weeks, they gather elderberries because one of the biggest things is, you know, how to keep people alive during the winter was one of the old things that they looked at. And they found that if people drank, you know, got some elderberry into their system,
mm-hmm.
that the survival rate went way up.
Mm. Interesting. And we carry that here, and we encourage people to have that in their medicine cabinet.
And that's an excellent type of thing
to
have.
Something natural.
And then being checked and see exactly what you need. You know, do you need liver detoxification type products? Mm-hmm. Do you need to be boosting your vitamin C during the winter? Vitamin D, vitamin E. What are the things that you're actually needed? And it's different for each person.
I know, that's why it's hard for you to say specific, because we're so individually tailored in our care.
Right.
You know, looking at the blood chemistry.
Because of everything, it's a homeostasis type of a balance. You can get too much of anything.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like, oh, well, you take this and you'll be fine. Well, you know, some people don't do well.
Vitamin D, so then all of a sudden, all the doctors are giving their patients all, you know, vitamin D, and they're not even checking
right.
their levels.
Right.
It's not something you pee out. It's not right. You
that's
said it's
right.
a fat soluble.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to say that, but you said it.
Because I heard it from you.
So, you know, it's an individualized type of thing. That's why I don't like to give generalized types of, this is what you take.
Right.
Because one person's cure is another person's poison.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can always take too much of anything.
Right. Right. You mean there's not one cure out there?
No. We don't have magic bullets. Sorry.
All right, well, let's go on about infections. Why do infections increase during the winter?
Very good type of thing. You know, one of the things is air quality.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're stuck indoors, you don't open up the windows, and germs, if you don't let things kind of air out, germs do accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the air goes down. If you are a smoker, it actually accumulates into, you know, where you're living. Mm-hmm. You don't open up the windows, kind of, and of course you shouldn't smoke at all.
Right.
So air quality actually goes down. You're more in confined spaces, so there's an increase in germs floating around.
Well, people should be opening their windows a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Getting the house aired out just really changed things around. And there is a very definite correlation between air quality and upper respiratory health.
Interesting. So what about antibiotics? You know, with infections.
Sure. Antibiotics are lifesavers. You know, I can't say enough about antibiotics, but we do have a problem going on.
Mm-hmm.
We are really becoming, the bacteria are becoming resistant to the antibiotics because of all the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, antibiotics should be mainly used maybe once or twice your whole life. Mm-hmm. That is really how antibiotics were designed to be. Mm-hmm. It's more of something that's more of a life-saving type of thing. Now, the main problem is that the majority of doctors only have a very limited arsenal when you come in and you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, mom brings in little Johnny, and Johnny has screaming because of an ear infection, and mom wants something now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our antibiotics considered a good way of approaching that ear infection. Well, most of the time it's not actually a bacterial infection.
Right.
It's oftentimes viral. So no, that is not a good way to actually approach that. But, you know, you feel obligated to give something
mm-hmm.
because, you know, mom's looking at you glaringly.
Mm-hmm.
I spent all this time trying to get in here and you're going to say go home and let Johnny kind of scream for a while. No.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the nice things that we have more in an alternative type of healthcare and mm-hmm. more holistic is that there are a tremendous number of ways to approach infections besides just pharmaceuticals. Because pharmaceuticals work in limited type of ways. They all have side effects. If you take an antibiotic, 10-day supply of taking an antibiotic will actually weaken the immune system for 3 months.
Mm.
So the immune system is not the same, so you're more susceptible for 3 months to any type of a chronic infection. If you take more than 6 antibiotics in a short amount of time, especially for a young person, it permanently damages the immune system.
Wow.
You know, the immune mm-hmm. system is never going to work the same. So antibiotics are a double-edged sword. They are life-giving in many different types of instances. I have a tremendous amount of respect for them. They are a precious type of a commodity that we are wasting, and pretty soon we aren't going to have antibiotics that work.
Mm-hmm.
So there are proper ways of doing antibiotics and there are improper ways. And that's why it's so important to, if you have an infection, usually if we have a kid coming in here with an ear infection, we can clear them out, and I repeat this, that day.
Hmm. When we come back, let's talk about the natural alternatives.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
And Dr. Prather, let's talk about anemia. Why is anemia so important in cancer?
The thing that they find in many cancers, and colon cancer is one of them, if you are anemic, you have a 50% less chance of surviving.
Wow.
If you are not anemic, you have a 50% greater chance of surviving cancer. There was Dr. Warburg in 1931 got a Nobel Prize for showing that oxygenation of the cells is one of the major factors on developing cancer. I know people in cancer research, and how do they stimulate cells to become cancer so they can do a study on them? They deprive it of oxygen. And when the cells are deprived of oxygen, then they start to ferment to get their energy. And as that process develops, then you start to get the cellular changes that lead to cancer. One of the ways that they kill cancer cells is they hit it with oxygen. Oxygen kills cancer cells and keeps normal cells healthy. That's something that's very well proven, very well documented. And how do you get the oxygen to the cells throughout the body? Through the red blood cells. So if you are anemic, that is one of the major factors that go into developing cancer, because you're not getting the oxygenation to the cells. You know, when people sit there and come in and I'm going over their blood work, I said, it looks really good, but you're anemic. They go, oh, that's not, my doctor says that's no big deal. I've been anemic forever, so that's nothing new. You know, nothing to worry about, nothing I'm interested in dealing with. And I go, oh, no. Most cardiovascular disease is because of lowered oxygenation to the heart. And cancer, the number one and number two killers, can be kicked off by anemia. Mm-hmm. So do not take anemia lightly, and we do not in our office. And one of the things that we do for any of our cancer patients is make sure that they get out of anemia and make sure that they remain in a good place on that.
And you'll find young girls going through menstruation. It's very important to check. Your children, yeah.
Right. Almost every girl who is an athlete in when they're going through puberty are going to be anemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a guaranteed. So, you know, working on that, making sure that that's taken care of, and checking your children, having, again, a yearly annual check, and fixing those problems, because it is usually a very easy fix.
Mm-hmm. That's encouraging.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
So raise your glasses if you see God.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about winter health tips and risks. And Dr. Prather, when we finished the last segment, we were talking about infections and how they increase during the winter. And then we talked about alternatives to antibiotics.
Sure.
And the results that we get here are pretty quick and natural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that. When someone comes in with an infection, how do you treat them?
First, we try to figure out, you know, what we're dealing with. Even if you have a bacterial infection, if you can get rid of it naturally, it's much, much better. And there are many, myriad of different ways of actually doing that that are natural, do not damage the immune system, and can really boost it. We had talked about, you know, the elderberry is an absolutely wonderful way of doing it. There's germanium. There are several different types of herbs that are good. Noni is fantastic for boosting and working on the system along those lines. Thymus. Vitamin C is absolutely amazing.
I love our powdered vitamin C. That'll...
Oh, you'll just... You know, and they've shown that if you have an increase in vitamin C in the white blood cells, that there's an immediate change on the rate that they actually destroy, you know, bacteria. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, oftentimes it's a 4 times increase in, if you have a low amount of vitamin C, if you have no vitamin C in the white blood cells, which does happen, they're just going to sit there.
Mm.
And if you increase the vitamin C, you can increase the level of cytosis, basically eating the bacteria, yeah, by 4 times.
Wow.
So it can be amazing on how quickly that can actually work. And even if you are taking an antibiotic, they find that the rate of being able to eliminate the bacterial infection with an antibiotic will cut down in half if you're also taking vitamin C along with the antibiotic.
Mm.
So, you know, it's amazing all the different types of things that you can do. There's homeopathics, there's herbals, take some glandulars, are very, very effective. Adrenal, thymus, all increase the immune system, you know, on how it functions. And finding out individually which one. Literally, we probably have over 5,000 different products that you can take with a bacterial infection, just alone.
Well, and we need to let the listeners know out there how we come about which one.
Going to be the most effective.
Yeah, very specific.
Yes.
Right.
We have ways, because everyone has a different physiology, and different people are going to, even at different times, respond differently. So we have something called an electrodermal screening unit that increases our rate of finding out which product's going to work the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it works off of galvanic skin resistance, which is the same thing as biofeedback or a lie detector test. Mm-hmm. And it'll actually show the body's response on taking a product before you actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very helpful on picking out things, and we get much better results because of that.
Yeah, it's very interesting and very exact. It's not like going into a health food store and kind of guessing on what you need. You
correct,
know.
Correct. Very, well, of course, we have the lab tests too, which, you know,
right,
really, really specifies. And then we can see what we need to do from there. So we get the diagnosis from the blood work, which we can get the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We can give you some things, you know, the day that you come in, and then find out exactly what we're dealing with, and then get you on the right products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I notice a lot of people right now are doing some detoxing.
Sure.
And beside the supplementation, we might add the diathermy unit, right, that breaks up. There are large magnets that break up any congestion in the body.
Sure.
And then we've been adding the vibration platform.
Moves
to move
the
lymph
system.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and it's just like we had this one gal came in and she says, my sinus are just completely clogged up. I can hardly breathe it. You know, all of her lymph nodes were all swollen. She said, I was just on an antibiotic, and as soon as the antibiotic was off, everything came back twice as worse.
Mm.
Which, you know, I explained to her is now your immune system's even lower. She says, oh, great. I just made the problem worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was fine with when I had the antibiotic, but as soon as it was done, you know, everything came back twice as bad, which is understandable. So we got her, did some blood work, found out, and she was really dealing with a viral infection, not a bacterial, and got her on some products for that. But I said, let's get things cleared up right now. Let's do a diathermy. And she goes, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it's a big magnet, and all it does is opens up the blood supply so you get more blood through there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a decongestion on that. And then also opens up the lymphatic tissue. And then also gets you on some vibration, and that will help out quite a bit. She said, oh, anything. And so we got her on there, checked her before, checked it right after the diathermy, and she says, I do feel so much better. I can actually breathe now. Then we got her on the lymph drainage and everything. She said, after that, she says, oh, why didn't I know about this sooner?
Right.
Yeah.
When you said lymph drainage, is that herbal or homeopathic lymph drainage? Or?
Well, actually on the vibration.
Oh, to help.
The vibration just kind of moves the lymph. But we also put her on a product that helped to, herbal product. Mm-hmm. It was a combination. Has several different types of herbs that are known to open up the lymphatic system, echinacea, astragalus. There's quite a few. So it was a five herbal combination that really was going to open up her lymph and keep it away.
Interesting.
It's all very nice.
Good old chicken soup.
Oh, you know,
we've been getting a fryer every week, and on the weekends we
cook it up. Yeah. And I put, you know, one of the things that, you know, because you love my chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
And with the chicken, of course, you get a very easily digestible fat in it, you know, that gets in. And the fat, fat is very important for fighting viruses. Because the way that viruses aren't really alive. They're only alive when they go into your cells. So they come in like little spaceships, get on your cells, and then they punch their way through, inject their DNA in there, and then they start replicating. And the amount of fat that you have in your system makes up the cells. So the fattier the cells are, the less able the viruses are to be able to punch through.
Mm.
So people on cholesterol-lowering drugs actually are more susceptible to viruses than those people who aren't. So it's just an interesting type of side note on that.
Uh-huh.
So you get the chicken soup, you get the fat, which is easily and kind of coats the cells so that you cut down on the viruses. And then I put a lot of vegetables in there, you know, really good vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And that really those vitamins and minerals go out of the vegetables into the soup. And, you know, if you cook them other ways, you can actually drain those off. But because the liquid is in there, soup is very nice because it actually keeps it in there. And it's actually the broth that's really helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the good part because that's where all the vitamins and minerals are.
Right.
And then also I put a lot of herbs in there.
Mm-hmm.
And herbs are just jam-packed with vitamins and minerals. I mean, you know, that's why, you know, as we give different types of products, a lot of them are herbal-based, and they are just so packed up with vitamins and minerals that it's just like a supercharged type of thing. Put certain ones in there, oregano, garlic, all those types of things, and they're all immune boosters.
You're getting all excited here. You're going to go make some chicken soup tonight.
And then also the salt.
Oh,
we
yes,
use Celtic salt.
Yeah.
I use a lot of salt, and that salt gets the iodine, the sodium chloride in through there, boosts the adrenals, so there's this rush of antibodies that go through the body because the body's stimulated with the salt. Salt is excellent, but it's different than you know what we consider table salt.
Right.
Because the salt that we use is very alkaline. The regular salt is acidic, and that alkalinity, chicken soup is very alkaline, so it helps to shift the whole physiology of the body and just really makes you feel a lot better.
Yeah, everybody's going to go buy their chicken.
Everybody's going to come by and say, Doc, you know, give me this chicken soup. You know, that's one thing I want to point out is we're actually doing it right now. We're doing peppermint.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
Peppermint oil. Well, Dutch Prather, I want to give you this last minute and anything else you'd like to add as we're closing out 2019.
You know, I was just talking with our medical staff and other chiropractor, and I had a big group where one of my mentors, who's 92, actually was teaching, and he sits there and he says, I thought 30 years ago that people had gotten worse, but he said people are much worse now. We're going mm-hmm. downhill on our health and well-being, and people need to take it seriously. They really need to go with a structure function type of doctor to really make sure that they're getting the very best health that they possibly can, because we just can't let it just go. We have too many stressors on our body, both mentally, physically, and chemically. And trying to keep that up, that's a very important thing. So find a structured function doctor to keep you healthy.
And make health a priority in 2020.
Make health a priority in 2020.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.